it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. Verizon has abruptly replaced its CEO with a veteran telecom exec who has been on the company's board for years. Kelsey, what can you tell us about the new CEO and what were they not happy about with the old one?
Well, thanks for having me, Holly. What I can tell you is that Hans Vestberg served since 2018 as Verizon's CEO, and he was brought in to really shepherd this transition from the 4G networks of the past, when we were all still kind of getting used to having smartphones and using some of these more sophisticated apps, to the 5G era, which has brought a lot more capacity, a lot more coverage, a lot more ability to use these apps that require high bandwidth networks. Now, in the last several years, especially exacerbated in the last couple years, Verizon has been losing market share to AT&T and T-Mobile. Now, both of those companies have been really selling themselves and distinguishing themselves by doing one thing really well. AT&T is going all in on fiber. It's saying, we want to be your direct home internet provider. Verizon is struggling in a way to distinguish itself in this market. They say that they still have the best network. And while that might be true and has been backed up by third parties, they're not competing in the marketing game as well as companies like T-Mobile that is always doing promotions and these big splashy activations. So this kind of left Hans Vestberg, the now former CEO, in a tough spot. Yesterday, we saw the former CEO of PayPal brought in Dan Schulman to lead Verizon. Now, he was already on the board, and he was so he was very familiar with the company, but he's now been brought in to kind of execute this turnaround where he's going to squeeze more value out of what Verizon has to offer.
So does that mean, you know, flashier marketing or actual improvements in the product that as a consumer I can hope to get?
So I think that's what we're still watching to see from him. At PayPal, he was really focused on making PayPal a payments platform, turning it into this super app and just like really supercharging all of the different ways they could offer different products to customers. So I think a lot of folks are kind of watching to see how he might diversify the offerings that Verizon brings to customers as well. But right now, we don't have an indication of what that might look like.
Do people tend to be loyal? I mean, that's my impression. That people tend to be loyal to their cell phone carriers, and they're always looking for, you know, value added, depending on what else they're going to offer to you. Did Verizon see a lot of people, you know, fleeing?
Yeah, so I think mobile customers are loyal up to a certain point. When a competitor makes it easier to switch, when they entice you with a free iPhone upgrade, or when they entice you with perks like a deep discount on your home internet, sometimes it becomes expedient to go through the headache of changing to other providers. And I think that's kind of what Verizon had been seeing. So they recently made a couple moves to sort of sweeten the deal and make people feel a little bit more loyal to the brand. They introduced a 3-year price lock guarantee to say, look, we had to raise your prices a couple times in the last couple years. We're not doing that. If you come in and you sign a contract and you commit to being with us for 3 years, they also extended their free iPhone upgrade to all customers, and that used to only apply to their premium plan. So they are working to try to kind of gain some of this ground that they've been losing to the competitors with these really splashy promotions.
It sounds like maybe they got complacent.
Now, that is certainly something that, you know, I've been talking to my sources about. I think folks have, in the analyst community, have said, look, Verizon was focused on the network. They were focused on the hardware. But unfortunately, the network alone doesn't sell. You have to, it's a way that you deliver that to consumers. That's the other part of the picture.
Kelsey, thanks so much for the reporting and for the insight. That is Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.